Keep turning that off. All right. Well, this morning, I'm not going to preach a whole sermon, I promise. I only brought one page notes up here with me, which is not reassuring to those of you who actually know me. But that's right. I don't even need notes. But no, this morning, just a short devotional that we have, and then we're going to invite the kids to come up, like the 10 and unders. And then we're going to read the Christmas story, and we're going to give out some Christmas presents, and then we'll have cookies. But first, I just wanted to, so we've been doing a series on the thrill of hope. And this morning, I kind of want to just underline one part of that idea about the thrill of hope. We're going to be in Matthew, the first chapter of Matthew. So if you've got your Bibles, you can look there. I believe it's actually printed in your bulletin. So if you've got your bulletin on the way in this morning, we're only going to look at a couple of these verses. And you can look at that with me this morning if you'd like to. Matthew chapter 1, and we're going to look at just verse 21 through 23. And the title of the message this morning is The Thrill of God With Us. We've been talking about the thrill of hope. This morning we're going to talk about the thrill of God being with us. So Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21 says, "And she shall bring forth, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." All right, let's pray. Lord, we just thank you again for this portion of Scripture. We thank you for Christmas, for what it means. This morning, God, we pray that you'd help us to appreciate in a deeper way what it means that you are the God who is with us. Lord, we ask that you might apply this directly to every heart. God, what we need is something only you can do. So we pray, God, that you would do that which only you can. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. More people than ever are dealing with loneliness. That's always been a problem. It's especially a problem in 2020. I've heard from many people in our own church family that this Christmas will be the first Christmas ever that they're spending alone. We've been through many deaths in the church family this year. And for those people, they are facing their first Christmas with a newly empty seat at the table. For those in our church family who are already dealing with loneliness or loss, this pandemic year has underlined some of that heartbreak. Some of you that are facing loneliness and loss are able to be here today, and I just got to tell you, I'm so glad that you're able to be here with us today. And we have been praying for you that this service would really minister grace into those parts that hurt. I know that many of our church family that are facing loneliness and loss are not able to be here this morning, and they're joining us on the live stream. For those of you on the live stream this morning, I want you to know that we have been praying extra for you. We want to do everything we can to make you feel included and loved, part of the service and part of the church family. But more than that, we are praying for those in isolation, for those of you that are dealing with loneliness, that this year will be a year that you could find a new depth of sweetness in knowing the presence of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Knowing the presence of Jesus is hope. And I'll just fill a couple blanks in your outline if you want to follow along this morning. We've been talking, as I said, about hope, and we defined it in the last couple of sermons as hope is waiting. It's waiting with certain expectation for Jesus to show up because of his faithfulness. That's what hope is. It's waiting, confidently waiting for Jesus to show up. And our confidence that he's going to show up is not because we've done the right things or we've said things in the right order, we've done enough of the right things or not too many of the bad things. We are confident he's going to show up not because of us. We're confident he's going to show up because of his faithfulness. So, one other little bit on this that we've talked about, though, is that the arrival of Christ does not necessarily change our circumstances. One of the things that I have very much struggled with, and many of you have struggled with also, is just thinking that when Jesus gets here, that means our circumstances are going to change. And if our circumstances don't change, we think, well, he must not be here. But that's not true. So if it doesn't mean a change in circumstances, what does the presence of Christ mean? And I have four thoughts very quickly this morning that I want to share about what does God with us mean? If it doesn't mean a change in circumstances, what does it mean? And this is not a light or small thing. It means, number one, that he understands us. God with us means that he understands us. God is not just up there, far away in heaven, far from our problems, far from our hurts, removed from our experiences as human beings. He came to be near to us so that we can be sure that he understands us. We all know the special kinship that you have with someone that you share an experience with. If you share the experience of raising kids, like you get people who are dealing with toddlers together, there's an immediate kinship because they're both dealing with the same thing. You get people that have served in the armed forces together, and there's an immediate thing where we have some recognition of we've been through some of the same things. If you go through a similar trial with somebody else, as a special need parent, we have a special secret handshake that we only teach other special needs parents. Isn't that right? That's right. And so there's this immediate bond that you have from going through a similar experience. And brothers and sisters, I want to tell you this morning that God with us means that you have something in common with God. Amen. You have something in common with him. This shared experience, Emmanuel, means that he doesn't just know about what we're going through, that he actually really understands it. He came and he went through those things. He knows what it's like to be hungry, what it's like to be cold, what it's like to be lonely, what it's like to be abandoned, to be betrayed by your friends, to be gossiped about, to be lied about, to be misunderstood, to be forgotten, to be undervalued, all those things. He doesn't just know about it, he understands it. Because he came. Because he's Emmanuel. Because he's God with us. Hebrews 4:15 says, "We have not a high priest that cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, but he was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us come, therefore, boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." You can come straight to Jesus knowing that he understands because he's Emmanuel. Secondly, Emmanuel means that he helps us. He doesn't always change our circumstances, but he always helps. God with us means that he's not only does he help us, but he's not just the cavalry that you call in when you're really stuck. God is not 911 that you call and then really hope that the firefighters or the cops get there in time. He's God with us. He's a helper who's not far away. He's a helper who's already present. Emmanuel doesn't mean no trouble. But Emmanuel does mean no trouble alone. Psalm 46 says, "God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea." Thirdly, God with us means that he changes us. Amen. I've often been disappointed that God has not changed my circumstances, that Jesus has not changed the thing that I thought very much he should change, that I've made very persuasive arguments to him that he should change. And while he has sometimes declined my very reasonable, I think, requests, God has always changed me. When Jesus shows up, I can be sure that I'm going to be different. By our faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit has been placed into us. And spiritually, we've been placed into Christ. And that is a fundamental change in us. It's a new birth. It's new life. It's a living hope. God with us means that we are not the same, but we are transformed by the loving power of Christ. He makes us more like him. The vehicle he uses to do that is often suffering, and that's upsetting, but he did it first. He walked this road ahead of us. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." One of the best things about Emmanuel is that him with us means that he is making us new. Those things that are broken and ugly, that we wish people didn't know about us, that we wish weren't true about us, he changes those things and takes those broken things and makes them something beautiful. And finally, and this one is why they pay me the big money, God with us means that he's with us. I don't know if you appreciate this. Maybe you do. I feel like every year this means something a little bit more to me, to just recognize that he's here, that he's present, that he's with us. The more I grow in my relationship with God, the more this really is even the only thing that matters. It's one of the key insights of Moses, who did not want the promised land even, unless God was going there also. Moses recognized that the land without the Lord was just dirt. Exodus 33:15, Moses said unto God, "If thy presence go not with me, carry us up not hence." So I might as well stay in the desert without you, God. Better than any blessing we could receive is to receive the blesser. We just got done celebrating our 16th wedding anniversary. Heather and I were high school sweethearts, so we've been together for 20 years and married for 16. And so for our anniversary, normally we go out for lunch and dinner, and of course, the restaurants are all closed, so we just went shopping. And I said to Heather, I said, "Where do you want to go?" And she said, "Home Goods and Tuesday Morning and the Nordstrom Rack." Full disclosure, not excited about going to any of those places. And I just want you to know, I love Hobby Lobby, but not those places. But the shopping, but this is also true. I had a great time. I had a genuinely super time that I was sad when it was over. And it's not because of where we went. It's because of who I was with. Shopping was transformed because I was with Heather. We've been together, as I said, for 20 years, and I really think that she has gotten more wonderful, prettier, wiser, stronger, and kinder. And I can enjoy things I don't actually enjoy if I get to be with Heather. And Jesus is even greater. He really is perfect. The longer I walk with him, the more I realize how wonderful he is and that he is more than wonderful. And even though sometimes he leads to the valley of the shadow of death, he goes with me. The more I'm aware of his presence, the more I have peace, the more I have rest, the more hope, the more joy I experience. So this Christmas, about Christmas hope, I just want to say this as we're done, that Christmas hope is not about our presence. It's not about what we're going to receive. Hope is about his presence. And I know that's cute, but it's really good. And it's really true. When you have Christ, you have everything. And he has freely given himself to us. Look at how far Christ came so that we could be near to him. Look at how far God has gone so that he could be close to you. I just want to encourage you, whatever bit of loneliness, whatever your Christmas looks like this year, to just dive into just the sweetness of what it means that he is Emmanuel, that he is not far away, and that he helps us, that he changes us, that he is with us. All right, let's pray. Father, we just thank you again, God, for your word. Thank you that you are the God who is with us. Lord, for those that are hurting, and all of us are in one way or another, in smaller ways or in big ways, God, for those here, for those on the live stream, I pray, Lord, that you would fill every heart with the awareness of how close you are. Thank you for being Emmanuel. Thank you for Christmas. Thank you for being with us. Pray that you'd bless everyone. We ask it in Christ's name. Emmanuel. Amen.